This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This will be from 57. Cairo Santos with the boot, and it is good. One of the most reliable kickers in the NFL. Now in his sixth consecutive year with the Bears. Wasn't as good of a year as we've come to know from Santos last year, but from distance, he's as good as they get.
Adam Amin with the call there on Bears Television and Fox Chicago. Rami Makhlouf with you here on Chicago Sports Radio 670. The score after the 24-24 tie to open the preseason at Soldier Field today. Want to hear from you at 312-644-6767. Give me your observations in this one. Your observations that come with a big grain of salt, as mine do, in the first preseason game of the year. Hard to know what we saw out there and how much it actually meant, with some starters playing, some starters not, and it being the first preseason and teams really just trying stuff out. You know what I mean? Trying to learn stuff about their players, their playbook, what works, what doesn't, who's going to be on this team, who's not. Let me know what you saw, what jumped off the screen or jumped off the field to you. You can give me a call at 312-644-6767. And Adam is right. Adam Amin there with the call. That was good to see. That was good to see Cairo Santos, who did have kind of a rough year last year, hit that 57-yard field goal. And that was after I was watching on NFL Network, because living in Milwaukee, that was the only way I could watch. I couldn't just turn on the local Fox channel and check it out with Adam and Jim Miller. And by the way, Stacey Dales, awesome addition to the booth for that game. She was really, really good in there. But they were right. But watching on the NFL Network, they thought the half was over. So they went back to the studio after the turnover on downs on the Dolphins' previous drive. They thought the half was over. They thought the clock would just run out. But Ben Johnson had different ideas. He sent the offense out there, and he had Tyson Bagent throw a pass short right to Luther Burden, who ran out of bounds at the Miami 39 for a 13-yard gain that put them in position for that field goal. And I think that was Ben Johnson, A, wanting to try that play out, that to see if they need to get to the sideline with very little time left to hit a field goal in a more crucial, more meaningful situation in a regular season game. He wanted to see his players be able to execute it and to see Luther Burden get involved in the offense and make a crucial play right there, but also to put Cairo Santos in position to try a long field goal. And that ended up being the only field goal that Santos tried for the day. And to hit a 57-yarder there in that position and get the Bears within one score, that made it 14-10. I thought that was a good move by Ben Johnson, and nice to see Cairo Santos execute and hit that 57-yarder. So that was, Hadn't mentioned that yet in the show today. That was one thing that did jump off the screen to me, and in a positive way, in watching that 24-24 tie with the Bears and the Dolphins this afternoon at Soldier Field. Want your thoughts at 312-644-6767. If you want to get in on the show, give me a call or a text. Would you believe me if I said the Brewers just won? Would you believe me if I told you that Isaac Collins just hit a home run in the bottom of the ninth to win the game for the Brewers after they were down 5-0 as late as the fourth inning? And so now the best the Cubs can do is maintain five games between them and the Brewers at the top of the NL Central. Should they get a victory tonight in St. Louis, we'll have that game for you right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score with Zach Zaidman on the pregame starting at 5:30 and first pitch at 6:10 from Busch Stadium. So the Brewers win today 7-6. They currently sit 5.5 games ahead of the Cubs in the NL Central. But speaking of Ben Johnson, we heard for the first time a post-game press conference with the Bears' new head coach just a short while ago out at Soldier Field. Let's hear what Ben Johnson had to say after a 24-24 tie to start the preseason at Soldier Field.
Just a couple things popped up there in terms of injuries. Amon went out with a shoulder. Homer had a calf. Major Burns had a knee. Terrell Smith had a groin. And then we had Newman. He's in for concussion right now. So we'll see where all those guys stand going forward. But that's kind of the preliminary. You know, it's kind of hard to assess the feeling in the locker room on a tie like that. Those guys went out there and they laid it out. You know, well, all those guys that were active, they did a great job going out there and competing. And you know, you just don't know how to feel when it ends up being 24-24. It doesn't matter preseason or not. You go out there, they're keeping score, and you're playing to win. So, you know, I say this. I think those guys, they did a phenomenal job going out there. The effort was there. The intensity was there throughout. I think a number of guys, knowing that there were no reserves behind them, they really fought through a lot, whether getting dinged up and having to come out for a few plays and coming back out and looking to finish that game. I mean, guys that come to mind, Jonathan Ford, you got Zach Pickens, you got Trey Flowers, you got Blackwell. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And so I think that's what stood out to me. It makes you proud as a coach when you see the guys go out there and give everything that they got. And then the other thing is you got a few guys that aren't dressed out, and you know they're in Bears gear, and they're right there up front and center cheering their buddies on. And so that's what you want to see at this point. We're halfway through camp, and you know the team chemistry is really coming together. I thought at times we played with the physical nature that we keep talking about, and we've been practicing towards over the course of camp. At the end of the day, you know, it comes down to making some plays there at the end of the game. And offensively, we had some chances. I think we ended up being 1-for-4 on fourth down. If we do a little bit better in that regard, then we probably end up with a W for the day. So with that being said, I'll go ahead and open it up from there.
Yeah, you seem pretty fired up at the goal line stop that the defense brought forward. What did you see in that whole sequence?
Yeah, no, I think that was outstanding by the whole crew. I mean, they came out, they were gassed up and ready to go, and a little bit of that bend don't break where – you know, Miami was able to matriculate their way down in their tight, and yet our guys held firm at the end of the day. And I thought from the entire unit, it was a great way to start the game.
How impressed were you with Austin Booker's performance, especially the strip sack? And what can that do for his confidence?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think he was a factor the entire game. I think he ended up with, what, 3 sacks there, and it's just a menace. And so you really feed off of that. Those negative plays like that, that's obviously a huge thing in terms of ending drives, but also the offense who's sitting on the side, they see that and they feel that, and that momentum carries over to the other side of the ball as well that we look to capitalize on. So we're always looking to pick each other up, and you could certainly feel his impact on the game today.
The plan always for Tyreek to play today, or did the skirmish practice contribute to that at all?
No. His plan was to play him and Shawnee both. I think, you know, we were aiming for about 10 to 12 snaps for them. I don't know what the final number ended up being, but I know they were certainly out there on that first drive.
And you said one for four on fourth down. The one was the touchdown pass from Tyson Voorhees. What do you see on that play as an unfolded?
Yeah, no, I thought Tyson did a great job. That was one of those high back five throws that that we've been talking about. And so, Maurice is actually the secondary option. So number one wasn't there. So Tyson got to number two and gave him a chance. And he climbed the ladder, went up there and get it, and got both feet in bounds. So huge play for us there in there tight.
With Menungai and with Burden and with Loveland, are they at the point now where you trust that they're going to be where they need to be on every play, or are they still rookies?
Trust is that's a strong word. I don't know if I can say that yet for those three guys. I think we're trending in the right direction. I'll be curious to see what the tape says, because that'll go a long way in building that trust. But I thought they all came out, and I love the look in their eye there in pregame. I thought Kyle ran super hard when the ball was in his hands. I thought Luther made a couple plays that came his way. And then Colson, we probably only had in there for a couple series to get his feet wet. And he's been getting a little bit more reps in practice, and so we wanted to just be smart with them here for week one of preseason. But I'm happy with all three of those guys and where they're headed, but that trust will take a little time.
And the end of the first half gave you some good situational work there in the last 15 seconds of the half. What's your thoughts on finishing that the way you did in the long kick, getting out of bounds?
Yeah, no, I thought Luther did a phenomenal job there. Catching that shallow route and getting out of bounds and having a second left, and then Cairo coming through with that big kick. I mean, that was pretty strong. I was joking with him. I'm like, shoot, man, we probably didn't even need that many yards. We could have kicked it from backed up the way he nailed that thing. So you always talk about that, how you end halftime. That's really, you want to end with the ball and by scoring points. And so that was really well done by the whole crew.
TV caught you, I think you're calling in the fourth down touchdown pass, and you're pretty animated, and you're talking for a good 10, 12 seconds there. Do you remember what you're saying outside
No.
of just the play?
No, I don't. I don't. I was told today was family day, and so we had a lot of kids. And I said, probably a good thing they couldn't hear me sometimes here on the sidelines. So, no, it was good. I thought we had great communication from both offensive and defensive play callers onto the field with the units. And it was fun to hear the whole coaching staff communicate in between series. And then of course, while plays are going on, it's the first time I've been on the defensive side, and DA and that staff, they got that thing rolling already for week one. I thought that was really impressive.
Those of us who are just getting to know you, is this just what you are with the headset on game day?
Yeah, I don't even know. I don't know what I'm doing or what I'm saying, but we're looking to score.
What kind of comfort does it give you to see Tyson and Case do what they do, knowing those are the two guys you have with Caleb, just to see them do it on the field today?
Yeah, no, I thought both of those guys operated at a high level. We've been having some ups and downs over the course of camp, just operation, pre-snap penalties and all that. And I felt like we weren't 100%, but we were pretty smooth. I mean, there were some things that got thrown at us over the course of the game, whether, cover zero or, they're playing base to 11, and so things are changing pretty quickly there. And yet they were able to stay calm and composed and make sure we were organized and gave us a chance to have a good play. So I know it wasn't all fun and games out there in terms of getting yards and all that, but I thought they did a great job keeping the unit going.
Mike McDaniel talked about his respect for you. What did you gather in your time with him the last few days, getting to know him?
Who's that?
Sorry. Mike McDaniel.
Oh, yeah. So I've always respected him from afar. I mean, when he was at San Francisco to now in Miami, some of the stuff, in particular the run game, it's next level. There's no one else that does it quite like he does. He finds a way to find space to the inside and, perimeter runs. He can gash teams that way. So he is a little bit of that mad scientist. And so there's a lot of respect there just from a schematic standpoint. And I know they've got a good one there. Shoot, when Tua's been healthy, they've been rolling, and they've been a playoff team, really, for all 3 years. So I think he does a great job with that crew, and looking forward to our relationship continuing to grow.
What were you able to accomplish early this morning with Caleb and the crew going through that?
Yeah, so we ended up, we had five of those pass catchers. We had three receivers, a tight end, and a running back, and we ended up probably getting 70-plus – call it plays on air there. And it was, we try to make it as similar to what we would do in practice as possible. We're calling a play, or I'm giving him the play. He's calling in the huddle. We're coming up. We got motions. We got it's first down, second down, third down. We're changing everything up. And so you talk about timing and rhythm, anticipation, being on the same page in the passing game. That's where there is no substitute for real live bullets. I get that. But at the same time, when you can accumulate 70-plus reps in a day, that's pretty good. That goes a long way in terms of where you want to go with the connection with the quarterback and his pass catchers. So I wish I could do that every day with him or every other day with him, to be quite frank with you. So it was a good time to do it. You know, we'll see what next week has in mind in terms of how much we want to play guys and all that. But, you know, we'll assess that with the staff going forward.
Then last one, Luther Burden, he seems to have made up quite a bit of ground from the time that he missed. Do you agree that that's the case, and where do you see him in his development right now?
No, here's what I appreciate about Luther. He's working his tail off behind the scenes. He's with L all the time. I see him at breakfast. He's asking questions. I see him walking through. Like, he's doing some extra stuff that maybe most don't appreciate right now. And so because of that, we're starting to see the details tighten up on the field. It's not where it needs to be yet. It frankly isn't, but I love the way he's going. I love how hard he's working, and everything we thought about him in terms of the weapon he is with the ball in his hands, that's shown up from day one.
There's Ben Johnson after the 24-24 tie with the Dolphins in the preseason opener out at Soldier Field today. Rami Makhlouf with you, taking your thoughts, your observations from that first preseason game. What jumped off the screen or jumped off the field to you at 312-644-6767. Tyler Farengol is on the other side of the glass producing this program this afternoon. Tyler, didn't I at the beginning of the show and throughout the show say, take everything I said and I'll take everything you say with a big grain of salt? Haven't I given that disclaimer out a number of times throughout the first hour plus that I've been on? So why am I getting a text from the 773 saying first preseason game, cool down? Why?
Disclaimer was out there.
It's out there. Now I'm freaking out because you're not listening.
I'll let this guy know too personally. If I had a quarter for every time you said that, I'd have a dollar.
I mean, you're listening, but you're not hearing. To quote the famous scene from White Men Can't Jump, you're listening to the show, which I appreciate. I appreciate you listening to the show, whoever texted that from the 773. But you're not hearing what I'm saying when I say take what I'm saying and I'll take what you're saying with a huge grain of salt. Ben Johnson was asked about, you know, some of his sideline moments and antics when he got a little animated today. He said he has no idea what he was saying or what he was doing during times in that game. He talked about the running backs that he saw out there and said both Menungai and Wheeler and Hankins, for that matter. Deion Hankins, who had 7 carries for 23 yards. He liked what he saw from all of them, and they earned a little bit more trust with them. He wasn't going to go too far with it because Ben Johnson is also taking preseason game number one with a grain of salt, as I am and as you should be. And speaking of Ben Johnson, I got this text here from the 708. It says, my biggest takeaway is seeing the guys get coached up even in the first preseason game. You saw Randall L. and Al Harris coaching guys up after important plays. We also, and I think it was Jose who called into the show earlier, talk about this, the fact that Ben Johnson was sort of huddled up with all three of his quarterbacks. Well, the three quarterbacks that, no disrespect to Austin Reed, but the three quarterbacks that matter and likely will be on this roster, sitting down with Caleb Williams and Tyson Bagent and Case Keenum after Case Keenum had played his final drive of the game and sort of going through things with those three guys. So yeah, I did see the coaching up that was going on out there as well that you guys noticed. 312-644-6767. Let me go out to Morton Grove before we talk with Mark Grody. He'll be joining me in the next segment and talk with Brandon. Brandon, you're on the score. What's up, buddy? What'd you take away from this game today?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Tyler, Rami, thanks for taking my call.
A pleasure.
You know, I think Eberflus would have probably had him start in today's game, but not then. You know, he's next level. You know, he stated that he wants Caleb to try and complete 70% of his passes, and you know, going by the way camp has been going, you know, it's been a lot of negativity going around, and you know, if you let him start that game, and you know, he has a bad game, think about what that does to his confidence. And, you know, what it does to Ben and, you know, how people view Ben, too. So I think he's going about it the right way, you know, letting him get work in with his receivers one-on-one with Ben. And then you look at all the good teams in the NFL. You're talking about, like, how we got to look at it, like, this is his rookie year. You know, you look at Rodgers, Love, you know, they all had a chance to sit and watch, you know, and, you know, get a view from the sideline. And, you know, Bajent, he calls a good game, you know. They didn't have a lot of penalties today. They got the plays in on time. I think they only had one false start, you know, a couple of illegal shifts here and there. But pretty much a clean game, and I think that's what Ben wants Caleb to see, is how a clean game is called. I mean, this isn't probably even what we're going to see from Ben. I mean, think about when DJ Moore and, you know, Burden are lining up in the backfield and they're doing motions all over the place.
Yep.
And he's got to make all these different checks. I mean, it's this is like the first step in everything, and I think he's just taking it step by step, and it's going to get real advanced towards the end of the preseason, and we'll see that, you know, hopefully. But and then if you remember, Booker had a pretty big preseason last year, and he didn't really have a good regular season. So I'm just hoping maybe he's growing from last year to this year too. But I just wanted to chime in on those things.
Thanks, man. Great observations from that game today. Appreciate the call. And yeah, Austin Booker, I thought we'd see more of him last year, and maybe naively so, thinking that a guy in his rookie year from a small school, who a lot of people thought came out too early, thinking that he would get more snaps after flashing what he flashed in the preseason last year. And maybe I'm off the mark here again, but I do think we will see more Austin Booker, especially if he keeps doing what he did in preseason game number one. I do think we'll see more Austin Booker in the rotation for defensive end when it actually matters, and the bullets start flying in the regular season, because they need somebody, man. They need somebody. And Amin and Jim Miller and Stacey Dales talked about it during the break. A real emphasis for him in the offseason was putting on some weight and putting on some muscle, and he did that. And I think he needed that to compete at the NFL level. And yeah, we're going to see a lot more from Ben Johnson when he has all his toys to play with, so to speak, with DJ Moore out there and obviously Caleb Williams. And I'm really excited to see what he can do with Luther Burden and what that dude can do when he has the ball in his hands. See if he can get more out of DeAndre Swift. Yeah, we saw, I don't even know if I'd call it the tip of the iceberg in preseason game number one today. There's a lot more to come in Ben Johnson's offense. And it was mostly clean in terms of getting the calls in and getting out of the huddle and no false starts, no delay of games. There were two like pre-snap procedural penalties that cost him touchdowns, but they ended up getting the touchdowns anyways on both those drives. So no harm, no foul, so to speak, in that regard. We'll hit a quick break on the other side. By the way, keep them calls, keep them texts coming at 312-644-6767. Whatever you took away from a 24-24 tie with the Dolphins at Soldier Field today to start the preseason and start the Ben Johnson era. But I am going to talk with Mark Grody right after this. That man needs no introduction. He'll talk Bears with me as he was out at Soldier Field today taking in all the action. We'll get his thoughts and his observations after a short break. I'm Rami Makhlouf. It's Bears post game right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I think that was outstanding by the whole crew. I mean, they came out, they were gassed up and ready to go, and a little bit of that bend don't break where, you know, Miami was able to matriculate their way down in their tight, and yet our guys held firm at the end of the day, and I thought from the entire unit it was a great way to start the game.
There's Ben Johnson after today's 24-24 tie to start the preseason with the Dolphins. Rami Makhlouf with you on the Score on the Bears postgame show, taking you right up to Cubs and Cardinals. Pregame 5:30, first pitch 6:10 with Zach Zaidman and, of course, Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer on the call. In case you're just tuning in and haven't heard, the Brewers, they won again. They won again and won in dramatic fashion again. An Isaac Collins walk-off homer in the bottom of the ninth after they trailed the Mets at one point in that game, as late as the fifth inning, 5-0. But they came back and won. They just found a way, as they keep seeming to do up there in Milwaukee. Another guy who just seems to find a way to perform and deliver and win all the time. He's out there at Soldier Field watching today's action. He covers the Bears for us right here on the Score, and you hear him across these airwaves constantly. He needs no introduction. It's my pleasure to welcome Mark Grody onto the Circus Sports Hotline. Grody, how are you this afternoon, my man?
Rami, I am doing well. I am back up from the locker room inside the press box right now, high above Soldier Field, right about the 50-yard line. There are about 7 or 8 sprinklers going on right now on the field. I can only assume they're just making sure that everything is ready for the Oasis concert, which is at the end of this month.
Are you going to be there for that, Grody?
No. I like Oasis, and I got really excited when I heard they were touring again and that they were going to be at Soldier Field. But that is not – then I had to remind myself, Mark, that's not a band that you have ever gone out of your way for in your life. So you don't need to start now just because they're coming back. You know what I mean? Like, I got excited because they're back. Oh, yeah, you don't like them that much. I mean, everybody likes Oasis a little bit, but I don't think that I would go out of my way at this point to get a ticket to see Oasis. System of a Down? Yes, I will be seeing System of a Down at Soldier Field at the end of August.
Nice. Awesome. Grody, yes. A connoisseur of yes. music as well as Bears. I know that the locker room isn't going to be too high after a preseason win, especially in week one of the preseason. And they're not going to be too low after a preseason loss. But was the vibe weird after a preseason tie in the locker room today?
The vibe for preseason games, Rami, is always weird because there's so many guys in the locker room. I mean, there could be 80 to 90 guys in there. The nameplates are all messed up, and there's double, you know, guys with the same numbers. So I love the question because it is always fascinating. And I know that wasn't necessarily the spirit of your question or the answer you were looking for, but it is an observation that I always make about this time of year. It's crazy inside that locker room. But I think, you know, I talked to Luther Burden a little bit, who had a nice day, a couple catches for, I think, close to 30 yards, including that third and 15 play, which was really, really nice. Turned out to be a 16-yard play. And, you know, I literally asked Luther Burden, you know, I said, what did you see on that play? Because that's, you know, that's a question we ask a lot. Like when there's an interception or a big play, what did you see from the defense on the play? And he told me, he said, I saw the sticks, man. I saw the sticks. I just want to get to the, I'm like, that's the greatest answer ever from one of our questions of what did you see? I saw those damn sticks is what I saw. So I liked the way Luther Burden looked. I liked that he was upbeat. There's so many guys in that locker room that are upbeat. Like, and one thing I noticed too, Rami, and these are only things that we'll discuss during the preseason, but you go out into outside of the locker room, there's always going to be friends and family of the players. It's more than ever, and there's all these you know, girlfriends and you know, parents and grandparents who are thrilled for, you know, guys that you've never heard of that will never make this roster, but they're there celebrating the fact that their son, their boyfriend, their nephew, whatever the case may be, played a football game at Soldier Field, and even if they barely did anything, they're probably going out for a good steak tonight because it's pretty cool. So that was some of the vibe in the locker room. You know, Tyson Bagent, I thought, was interesting today. Two bad drives, obviously, the quick three and outs, but then he eventually got himself together, and looked pretty good. Same with Case Keenum with a couple of touchdown passes.
Yeah, and Grody, I've been saying I've been putting this disclaimer on the show throughout the show that everything that I saw, every observation that I had in this game, huge grain of salt with it being preseason week number one. Every observation I'm getting from callers and texts, I'll take with a huge grain of salt. And I think everything you're saying, I think you would say you're putting out there with a huge grain of salt because of the competition and just the fact that, you know, coaches and players are out there just trying to figure things out and see who's who and what's what in preseason game number one. With that disclaimer out of the way, once again, Grody, you mentioned the two bad drives to start the game. Two quick three and outs by that offense, a scoreless first quarter. It just felt a little bit too much like last year, watching that first quarter play out for the offense the way that it played out for me personally in watching that game.
I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, that was a bugaboo for the Bears all year long. Of course, it was with Caleb Williams, and in this case, it was Tyson Bagent. But we were talking about that. Chris Elm and I were talking about that in the press box, that, look, we've watched and have been very critical of, you know, have used a critical eye, I should say, when we're watching Caleb Williams. And if you know from our reports, you know, it's been average to below average so far for the Caleb Williams-led offense. And today sort of proved or showed, especially at the beginning, that, you know, it's the offense, period. You know what I mean? And this is, you know, to your point, grain of salt, all of that stuff, disclaimers, preseason game, you know, all of that goes into the bucket of things and disclaimers and all that. But it was like, okay, it's just the offense in general, maybe that's behind, even though, like I said, I mean, you know, Tyson Bagent with 13 of 19 for 103 yards, a touchdown and a pick, did have that sweet third and 15 to Luther Burden, seemed to get himself together. But it's fair, Rami, for you to say, okay, I'm noticing a pattern here. There was a pattern of poor play for the Bears offense on the first two, three drives of the game, always, it felt like, and that certainly was the case today for the Tyson Bagent-led offense.
And it was a couple of times, again, sacks killing those drives before they even started. And that's one of the things that I think Bears fans will have an eye on and want to see fixed is that offensive line and the position battle on that offensive line. We saw both Braxton Jones and Ozzie Trapillo get out there and get some snaps today. Who did you think had a better showing and maybe took a step forward in that position battle today between those two guys?
Well, I think it's probably – it's feeling a lot more like Braxton Jones to me. You know, he has been imperfect, but he – and sometimes it doesn't matter and doesn't mean anything, but he got the long look today. You know, he played until about the middle of the second quarter, and that could mean either way, really, that he's the guy – or he's the guy that needs the long look because we're not real sure about Braxton Jones. But it seems to be like that. That's been I have not pulled off of my prediction, I suppose, or my thought process from the beginning that it's assuming Braxton Jones is 100% healthy. And, you know, we'll see, you know, tomorrow or the next couple of days, assuming that he is healthy, good to go. I still think he's the guy to begin the season. But, you know, Trapillo's right there and he got in a ton. You know, he came in about, you know, at the middle of the second quarter or so and comported himself well as well. Obviously, there's so much nuance and things that we can't quite tell in real speed from the press box about how well the offensive line is doing. But if you ask me, it's still Braxton Jones' job to lose.
Another position battle will be who's going to be the backup quarterback behind Caleb Williams once he gets out there. You mentioned Tyson Bagent bounced back very well after those two first drives and going 13 of 19 for 103 yards and a TD. Grody, and I know the Dolphins were deeper in the depth chart in terms of the defense that Case Keenum was facing there in the second half, but I felt like not just that Case Keenum looked better, going 8 of 10 for 80 yards and two touchdowns. I just felt like the offense looked better and more fluid with Case Keenum at the lead than it did with Tyson Bagent. Did you have the same thought?
Yeah, I think so. No doubt about it. And I think that's often the case when you bring in, you know, your veteran guy who has seen it all in Case Keenum, who has thrived at times. I mean, honestly, the touchdown pass, the 15-yard touchdown pass to Jahdy Walker in the back corner of the end zone, from my eyes, was the sweetest pass of the day in terms of the touch that he put on the football. So I also think Tyson Bagent's going to be the backup quarterback. There's no doubt in my mind that he will be the second string guy, but Case Keenum it's really nice to have that guy back here. And judging from his post game today, I don't know if you guys played any of it yet from Case Keenum, but he was great. He is one of those athletes, and sometimes it takes athletes a while to get to that point where they're totally and completely comfortable in their own skin and totally and completely comfortable with whatever comes their way. He was talking about how he was like, guys, my kids were here today. What a blast that was. My kids are old enough to potentially remember what I saw. They got to see dad throw two touchdown passes at damn Soldier Field. So, and he's like, what they're going to really love those when we go home and I'm flinging the football to them in the backyard. So Case Keenum, this is a guy who, you know, we're just getting to know, but he seems like a guy who is loving life and can really benefit this team. I don't know what it's going to look like on game days. Are they going to dress three quarterbacks? Is Case Keenum even going to be active? We don't even know at this point, but there's no doubt he's making his mark on this team, you know, on the field like we saw today in those practices and then backstage in the locker room too.
Mark Grody joining me, Rami Makhlouf, on Bears postgame here on The Score after a 24-24 tie to open the preseason with the Dolphins. DeAndre Swift, another of the starters who didn't suit up today, and Roschon Johnson dealing with the injury. That left all the snaps for three guys trying to prove themselves out there and earn a role on this team when the bullets are flying for real. And Kyle Manungai, Deion Hankins, and Ian Wheeler. And I thought Grody, and it sounds like Ben Johnson thought, all three of those guys showed themselves pretty well in that game today.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it was good to see Kyle Manungai, who you just mentioned, also taking the first kick return of the game as well.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah. I was like, oh, Manungai. But Manungai had, I think he had, he had the longest run of the day. He had a 13-yard run, you know, so he had a nice little burst in this one. Hankins had a 12-yard run. And then Ian Wheeler, who also had a 10-yard run, and he, you know, he's the fastest of that trio. What really stands out about Ian Wheeler, he can go now. He can run a little bit. So Wheeler's going to continue to get a long look. So will Manungai. Like I said, I think, you know, Manungai really, you know, I'm not saying he made a name for himself or even clinched a roster spot, but, you know, he averaged 5 yards a carry and with that long of 13 today, and he felt like one of those days that he essentially came through with the opportunities that he was given. So, yeah, this is still about DeAndre Swift. He's obviously your number one running back with a bullet until somebody says otherwise, but all these guys got to be developed, and there's room on the roster for one or two of these guys that we're talking about.
If we were giving out a player of the game on the post-game show today, though, Grody, I would have to say it's probably Austin Booker with 3 sacks, also 4 QB hits in addition to that. The forced fumble that eventually led to a touchdown for the Bears. He was impressive, but he was impressive last year in the preseason, and it didn't amount to a lot of meaningful defensive snaps once the bullets were flying for real in the regular season. Do you think that it'll be any different this year for Austin Booker if he continues to perform this way? Do you think he earns a real role in that rotation of pass rushers where the Bears need somebody to step up?
That's funny you say that, because I went into his press conference. He got the podium treatment today, and I'm like, all I have on my mind about this is, yeah, that was awesome what we just saw, but didn't you kind of do this last year? So I'm like, oh, man, I got to be the guy that brings the room down here. And I did. I was crafting it in my head in real time. And I said, you were really good in the preseason last year. And I asked him, I put it like this. I said, how do you make that translate to the regular season this year? Unfortunately, and you guys can listen to it because he was at the podium, so the audio should be in. But he didn't really give me a great answer, just a very, you know, generalized cliche answer. So that's okay. But I'm sure that, you know, you're right. And look, he did, for whatever it's worth, he did put on a little bit of weight, a little bit of muscle. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's always something to add to the mix. And, you know, a year of experience as well. I was pretty surprised that Austin Booker went away in the regular season last year. And I know, considering where he was drafted and his conversion and all of that kind of stuff, he wasn't necessarily supposed to produce last year. Like, people that are in the know told me last year that it would be a redshirt year, and I'll be damned if it really wasn't. I mean, it kind of felt like that for Booker last year. So let's see, man. I mean, again, he dominated at times last year in the preseason. So all we could do is look at it and say, yeah, keep making plays, and hopefully it'll translate to the regular season this year.
Grody, anything else that jumped out to you today? Any other observations from preseason game number one you wanted to get off your chest?
I am racing. The final sack of the game, by Alex Cook, who is a DB for the Bears. The only reason that I bring it up, it was a pretty sick sack, because, like, from our press box view, you could see him coming from his, like, sprinting from the secondary, which is always awesome. And so I was like, oh, that guy. So he gets home, and then I was reminded, because I was like, his name sounds familiar. Alex Cook. Alex Cook was the guy that was, he was with the Bears, cut by the Bears, and then already brought back to the Bears in the preseason. And he had to, when he was brought back, I don't know if you remember this funny little story, that Dennis Allen made everybody do up downs on the first day of training camp. Yeah. And so when he came back, he had to do his up downs, this kid, in front of everybody. So so that's what that is the fame from which he is remembered out here.
That is, of course, Mark Grody covering the Bears for us here on The Score, and you hear him all the time on, well, all the shows, but on Raheemy and Harris. He's a regular fixture, and he's a good man. He's a good
one
man.
One more nugget for you.
Oh, yeah,
I am a good man. I'm a good man. All that stuff. There's no doubt about it. No, I was just going to tell you, too, I guess this is important to point out, that this, because this was – not necessarily like a lot of preseason games we've seen. A ton of the Bears starters essentially got a practice in on Soldier Field this morning before the game, which is what something that Ben Johnson said he was going to do in lieu of the starters playing. So that was good to see. Now, they weren't in pads or helmets or anything like that, but Caleb Williams was out here flinging the ball around. And for whatever it's worth, too, Tyreek Stevenson was one of those players that started for the Bears, and he kind of squashed the notion from reporters in the circle that I was in that he was out there starting because he's got something to prove. He kind of blew that off, saying, nah, I don't think that's what this is. So, but he was out there.
Grody, my brother texted me the other day after we hosted the midday show together. He said, is Grody the nicest guy in the world, or is that just an act? I said, no, that guy's the real deal. That guy is the real deal, Grody. And I meant it, sir. You keep on killing it out there at Soldier Field, my friend.
Thanks, man. I just kicked a security guard in the shin. Does that make me a bad guy? Or no?
He probably deserved it. He probably deserved it. It's all right, Grody.
He had it coming. I'll see you, buddy. I'll talk
Grody,
to you later.
Thank you. And he joins me on the Score Hotline presented by Circus Sports Illinois. Download the Circus Sports app today. He is. He's the real deal. And it's a good dude right there in Mark Grody. We're lucky to have him covering the Bears. I'm very late for a break. He mentioned some of the post-game sound that we have. We'll hear from Case Keenum. We'll hear from Austin Booker. We'll hear from Tyson Bagent before we make way for Cubs baseball at 5:30. And still time to hear from you at 312-644-6767. Your thoughts, your observations on this Bears tie to start the preseason with the Dolphins. 312-644-6767. Get those calls. Get those texts in. Still here with you until 5:30 on Bears postgame right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
On third down and long for Ewers, still looking for his first completion. That ball's loose. It is out. It is the Bears that have it. Power Eccles ends up with it. And it was Austin Booker who made the impact to knock it away from
yours
again.
Part of a big, big day for Austin Booker. Three sacks, four QB hits, and that forced fumble you heard right there on Fox and Bears TV. Rami Makhlouf with you on Bears postgame after a 24-24 tie with the Dolphins to start the preseason, taking you right up to Cubs pregame at 5:35 as they get set to take on the Cardinals, and you'll hear that right here on the Score with Zach Zaidman on the call for the pregame, and then of course Pat and Ron, the Hall of Famer Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer on the call for the finale of that three-game set with the Cardinals as the Cubs try and take that series and keep up with the Milwaukee Brewers, who won in dramatic fashion again today. But let's hear from that man who had that big day out at Soldier Field, defensive end Austin Booker, talking to the media just a short while ago out at Soldier Field.
Austin, what for you is the significance of your production today?
First, I want to thank God for sure. And then other than that, just my great coaches that we got this year, and just my teammates, the whole thing.
Good strip sack. Can you take us through what happened on that play from your vantage point?
Yeah, I hit a long arm. He fell, and I kept rushing. He didn't decide to throw it away, so I gave it another two steps and then reached out for the ball.
Austin, we haven't talked to you, I think, since maybe even the spring. Like, body-wise, transformation-wise, what was the process for you like? How much weight did you put on this offseason muscle?
Playing weight, I probably put on, like, 8 pounds total. And just finding where I belong in the offseason. I have a good spot that I go to in Fort Myers. Shout out X3, and that's my spot. But also the Bears, the nutrition took extra steps. The weights coach took extra steps. New weight staff has been great. So just all of the above.
How would you describe the difference you feel between now and a year ago?
I feel like maybe it slowed down a little bit, but I feel like I just looked in the mirror and improved myself, and just came back and did what I did. So
you had a really good preseason last year as well. Why do you think it will translate more into the regular season this year, if that's your thought process on
it? I'm just going to take what's given to me, and just keep going out there whenever I can and do as much as I can, play as hard as I can. So I'll just leave it at that.
You've got some veterans in front of you on the defensive end rotation. What have you learned from them in your year? I mean, whether it's last year or even Dio coming up?
Yeah. I mean, I try to take everything, kind of like I said last time I was up here. I try to take everything from as many players as I can and just try to learn from them and build on that.
We got to see it a few times today. You want to walk us through your sack dance or has a title or anything?
BTA. I'll let y'all figure that out.
What do you hope the coaching staff takes out of what you showed today?
Nothing. I feel like I'm being more consistent than I was last year, and so even in practice, I feel like I've showed up. So I just want to continue what I'm doing and continue to be consistent.
There's Austin Booker just taking whatever opportunity he gets and running with it. And he did that last preseason. And as I talked about with Mark Grody, who was the buzzkill you heard there, asking him about not getting the snaps after a big preseason last year. And if that'll be any different this year, we'll see, man. We'll see if it amounts to any snaps. They need somebody to step up and fill the void in the rotation of defensive ends. Yeah, you want Montez Sweat and Deo Odengbo to do the majority of the damage at that position, but if you can cycle guys in and cycle guys out and have fresh legs out there on the field and be effective and get to the quarterback, get some QB hits, get some pressures, get some sacks, get some forced fumbles like we saw him do today, that's obviously a good thing when they start playing football for real here in a few weeks. Bears and Dolphins tie in their preseason debut today out at Soldier Field, 24-24. I'm here with you until 5:35, taking you right up to Cubs pregame as they take on the Cardinals tonight, and plenty of time to get your calls in. Any observations, thoughts, anything that jumped off the TV or jumped off the field to you, 312-644-6767. We're going to hear from you, and we're going to hear from both of the QBs. We'll hear from Case Keenum and Tyson Bagent right after this. It's Rami Makhlouf with you on Bears postgame right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, and back in just a couple minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.